Hi there. Happy Sunday and welcome to Enter the Light. We have previously been known as Divine Connections, but we're going back to an old and beloved name that was one of the original shows on the Sacred Embers Network. And we're hoping that the person who actually originated the show was Jan Drake Bakke. So we're hoping to have her on as an occasional a guest as her health permits, and she'll come in and she'll do some of her wonderful. Oh, Jan is a reader of all types. She does all kinds of readings, but she is a wonderful totem reader, and she does poetry as well. So we're hoping to get her on. But if you're looking for Divine Connections, we are now AKA Enter the Light. Same show, though. It's the same team, and we're all good. So today we have a special guest on our show, and this is psychic medium Diane Duffy. And I'm just going to turn over the mic to Diane. And if you'd like to tell our listeners all about your work and yourself and all the things you do. Diane?
Thank you so much for having me. I am very unique. I'm very what I would call the old time, very old time medium psychic. My background comes from spiritualism through the spiritualist churches. However, when I was a small child, I got messages through clairaudient, clairsentient, claircognizant, clairvoyant, all of the clairs. I had it. I was born with it. And also an empath and a healer. All of that was already there from the time I was a child. The mediumship came in when I sat in circles with the late Reverend Margiotta of one of the spiritualist churches here in Connecticut. And just a few circles that I sat in, immediately I was bringing through the deceased. So I don't use any tools. I am what I would just call, I pack a punch. I call it as I see it. I'm very direct, but I'm very positive. I don't tell anybody the time of anyone's death, if they're in hospice. I don't do anything like that at all. I'm very, very positive, those sort of very sensitive issues. But I do bring in deceased. I get their names. I get smells, sights, sounds, all of those things to bring through that loved one. And I'm very good with time frames. I'm also very good with numbers. I'm going to see numbers when I'm talking to you that are, you know, maybe upcoming events, things that are, you know, specific. But I really do a lot of forecasting and useful messages that you're going to be able to use now or to clarify something that's been bugging you in your past. I do clarity. And that's really, you know, what I'm all about.
Fabulous. Wow.
Yes.
Well, excellent, Diane. At the end of the show, we're going to make sure everybody listening can get Diane's information. And you can also see in the link to our show, Diane's name in pink will lead to a whole bio on a separate page. So if you want to find out about Diane, click her name and all that information will come up. Beautiful. Now, in my eagerness to start the show, I forgot to say this is Lynn Bleasdale and our the other co-host with us today is Tony Jorgensen. So, yeah, there goes my brain. That's fantastic. And I think because we have quite a lot of callers waiting, if you are feeling ready, Tony and Diane, I think we should just go right to our callers and give her. Okay? So here we go. Okay, 509, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please? Are you with us? I'm going to move on. I'll put those guys on hold. And we'll move on to our next caller. 203, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please? Is it April Fool's Day? And I just slept. Alrighty then. Let's see. Let's try our next caller. 951, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
This is weird. Something's wrong, huh?
I would say so. Okay, I'm going to go back to 509. So everybody, nobody's getting any audio. Hello, 509? Hi?
Yes, yes.
Yep. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Sorry. Can now, Hunt. Can we get your name, please? Sorry, we seem to have a tech gremlin in here somewhere.
Erica.
Hi, Erica.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
Did you have a question you'd like to ask us?
Yes. My grandfather passed away recently due to COVID, and I just had like an idea pop in my head a few days ago, and I thought, wow, like the most important ever in his life was his family. His family was just so important to him, and the fact that he always wanted us united. And I was just thinking how I would like to advocate for a new law that will permit his two daughters to become legal residents of the United States. My grandpa was a U.S. citizen, and while he was alive, he requested in the proceedings so that they can become legal residents. One of the girls, one of his daughters, has been waiting for her visa for the past 20 years, and that's just a long, ridiculous amount of time. The other one does come. She lives in Mexico. She does come sometimes through a tourist visa. And I just felt like it was fair, like it was necessary, and it was just to give him that last wish of I want my family united. He was such a good citizen. He always obeyed the laws and was never charged with any criminal crimes, never did anything wrong. And I just feel like in his case, like the least that he deserves is to have his daughters, you know, united here in the U.S. like he would have liked. And so I was wondering if that was something, you know, that you feel or that can become successful and can actually pass. It was just an idea recently, and I just feel like that would be a way to honor him, because that's what he would have loved. He would have loved his kids together.
Absolutely, Erica. Go ahead.
And I just feel like maybe there's other people in that situation that were also victims of the pandemic. In his case, you know, it was COVID-19. And they have something called the U visa. Like if you were attacked, assaulted, that you were a victim of a crime, I feel like in the way that I see it, he's also a victim of a crime, but there wasn't any brutality, any police reports. That's the only difference. And like I said, he's a U.S. citizen. And all of his kids have legal status except for two that remained in Mexico. And like I said, one of them has been waiting for the past 20 years, and she's still going to be 10 more. So it's just a very long process. And
How would you frame your question to us? Like how can you ask the question in a way we can see if we can come up with an answer? And I have to just we aren't fortune tellers. And I wish we were, because we'd have those lottery numbers in 2 seconds there. But just keeping that in mind, how would you frame your question? Because we totally hear you.
So I guess my question, the way I would frame it is, would COVID-19 victims, would pursuing this as a law, would it pass? Like, is it like reasonable? Would pursuing this to becoming law passed?
I think I hear the spirit of your question, Erica. I really do. So a couple of things that I'm going to go first, and then Tony will follow me, and then Diane will have the open end at the end of the questions so she can really do her work. Okay, so the first thing I wrote down was healing, darling. It's very, very true that it shouldn't have to happen to us for it to matter to us, okay? So what I feel like here is that you feel like one lone voice or two lone voices in a hurricane, almost you're not being heard. I would suggest that you put on your best political activist energy and get some really, really good letters written first to start, okay? I think if you start the work, you're going to attract like-minded people because absolutely COVID has nailed everybody's head to the floor, and we're just coming out of the shock of it all. What you want to do is focus your energy, set your goal. This is about manifesting, okay? Do your homework and review like Abraham Hicks and Wayne Dyer and all those good teachers about manifesting. Get your mind rolling in manifesting mode and giver. Just start getting the letters out, start attracting people. You've got social media platforms you can use. So you'll find that it's almost like that movie, If You Build It, They Will Come. So you start it, and I believe you will have a movement going. And go in peace, because the world needs peace right now, not more fighting. Tony, can I pass this to you, love?
Yeah, absolutely. Hi. I love this, Erica. This is right up my alley. I love stuff like this. because I'm totally always at the border protesting for children or my family and I. I think that, like Lynn said, this is absolutely the right time. I know I keep coming up with Kamala Harris. I think she's there a lot and is fighting for exactly what you're talking about, whether you use the COVID or not, which is an interesting sidestep. So I think you speak very well, and you know what you're talking about. And like Lynn said, letters, you can start with the letter, but I would contact, I try to keep politics out of it, but whatever. And I'm sure my senators and voices here in Utah are sick of hearing from me. But when you call them, they answer you back because they want to get voted back in. So I've gotten pretty far with doing that, starting with the governor on. And just like you're talking to us, you can talk to them. But I think this is your time. I think you have a really interesting way to go about this. And I think your grandfather is going to be behind you 100%, like you're going to feel him behind you with his arms around you. I also feel that the one in Mexico is going to get in because of this. So I just have I saw like an open door. And I just feel like freedom for him is to him, correct? Or am I wrong? Is it a her or him or?
It's a her.
His daughter.
Yeah, they're both girls.
Yeah, daughters.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's what I have. So I think you're on the right path. You're very positive. You speak very well, and I think you'll get far is what my thoughts are. So I'm going to pass it to Diane. Hi, Diane.
Awesome. Hi. I have a little bit of a different spin on this because my guides are literally kind of screaming in my ear right now. What I'm getting from my guides is, number one, what I get from my guides is your grandfather's death. Yes, he had COVID, but he didn't die of COVID. Okay, so that's number one. He had other things going on, and it was his time. Whether COVID was going to enter the picture or not, he was going to pass anyway. There were some underlying things that were not brought to the forefront with his help. And I am getting from him directly that it was his time to go. And he's telling me that the COVID was really a sidebar, okay, like a side dish. But he didn't technically die. I feel like that was kind of just pushed on, okay. But nonetheless, no regrets because he was going to pass regardless of COVID or not. So I am hearing that directly from spirit. Okay. Number two, I want to say to you, there's going to be big changes in the November election, changing of the guard, okay? And with that, the people that are going to be in the legislature and Congress and all the politicos, they don't like people waiting 20 years. They want the a waiting period of reasonableness. They don't want to just open the floodgates and let everybody in here because our country would sink. And I'm trying not to get political, but that's just the reality, okay? They're like, just like it's been for 300 years, 20 years, whatever. There's a reasonable amount of time, and then the green light is supposed to go on. So given that, I feel that the politicos that come in November, they don't like this 20-year garbage, okay? This makes them nuts, okay? And I see the green lights. I don't think you're going to have to work too hard. I think you're going to be a little bit patient. I think you're going to have to appeal, you know, write the letters. I don't think you have to work as hard because I think the right people are going to be getting installed into the situation in your state and in D.C. and all of that. I'm also hearing the word not to worry. I feel like the citizen, it's promised. It's already in reality. It's just grounding it. And it is promised. It's just minimal effort, but you're going to have to, you know, write a couple of, but I don't think you're going to have to push it really hard because again, what I'm getting from Spirit is pray that they install the right people. And, they're telling, okay, thank you. I'm being channeled. Your prayers are already answered. So it's coming, my dear. It is definitely coming. And I see a lot of joy and just a lot of celebration and a lot of for this because this should not have been. And they're telling me that there was just some nasties going on behind the scenes, and it really should not have. You guys should not have fallen through the cracks. It's like a really big injustice, but there's like this turnaround, and it's going to be, you're going to get your desires. So I'll leave you that with the blessings of Spirit.
Awesome. I was going to mention, he did contract COVID-19. So he was positive and he was dealing. He was,
I said that in the message.
Oh,
he
okay.
did have it. Yeah. Okay. Let me just backpedal a little bit, if you don't mind. What I said to you in the beginning I said to you, he did have it. Okay, I'm not disputing at all. Absolutely. Okay. What I said to you was they left out things that he had going on in his body that were going to take him out anyway. Okay?
Yes, and that
and
was
I did
emphysema.
Say to you, yes.
And pulmonary
yes.
fibrosis, and which was one of the conditions was him smoking for 70 years, and the other
yes.
one was due to COVID, it accelerated.
The fibrosis is the one that's standing out. It's standing out. It's like black and kind of yucky and kind of I'm just seeing organs and I'm just seeing like the deterioration. I mean, it's very graphic, and I'm getting that visual. And yes, that would have taken him, okay? But the side dish, as I called it, of COVID didn't help. It just basically put the gas to the pedal, if you know what I mean. Beat it up, okay? But they minimized, unfortunately, on his death certificate. They made small potatoes out of his smoking diseases, and that's unfortunate. But that's just politics, unfortunately. But he's he's happy, he's fine. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, I was a little bit, you know, beating myself up because I felt like I could have cared for him differently. I could have I treated him like a normal person that was gonna heal and be out of the hospital. But had I known and had I really accepted that he wasn't gonna make it, I probably would have been more in terms of care, I would have cared for him like somebody who couldn't do anything for himself.
No judgment on the other. Yeah, no judgment on the other side. He doesn't want you to go down that road. No judgment on the other side. No, it's okay. It is. Yeah, he's at peace and all is well, and he wants you to release that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, his arms are around you, Erica. Yeah, his arms are around you. I don't. Yeah, he loves you for what you did. You're a good girl. That's what I got. I don't mean to interrupt, but yeah, like Diane said, he is not upset with you at all. Not at all.
Oh, thank you. And also, was she saying that I shouldn't pitch this out then? Like, it's going to happen anyways?
No. Mm-hmm. Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I don't know who she's asking.
Well, she asked if she shouldn't pitch it. No, you should absolutely pitch it. Diane's saying it's the right time.
I never said don't pitch it. I never said that. I said
that you need to write. Uh-huh.
No, but I said to you, you won't have to work as hard, but you're going to need to write a letter.
Yeah.
I did honor that, but I'm not pressing that as hard as the other two psychics. Because I feel that there's going to be changes in November that are in your benefit with the politics, et cetera. But again, I'm not saying, I never said don't write the letter. I never said that. I did say write a letter.
Sorry.
But yeah.
Okay. I guess I didn't understand.
Yeah. No, go ahead. And
okay. Awesome.
It takes time. So you're on the right track. Whatever thoughts you had were correct. That's what she was saying. You just aren't going to have to work as hard. So
that totally makes sense.
Yeah.
I just want to honor him and his. I'm sure he would have loved, you know, this. At least the government can at least give him that wish, that last wish, because he was a victim in my eyes. So,
yes, absolutely.
That was just an idea.
Yeah.
Awesome.
No, it's a great idea.
I'm excited.
Well,
it's
I think Erica, we've got to wrap up, hon. We've got a few callers waiting.
Yeah.
But I think your takeaway is you're going to facilitate the things you want to manifest by doing your part. But I think what they're saying, too, is you won't have to do this alone. You have the help of spirit, your granddad in spirit, for sure. And just follow your intuition and remember to refresh your education on manifesting, and I think everything's going to be just the way you make it work. Okay, honey?
Awesome. Thank you so much for the time.
Keep blessing you, and you do honor your grandfather just by this call. Okay, love?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye, sweetheart.
Bye.
Okay, let's move on here, and we'll try 203 again. Hi, 203. I can barely hear you. Can you turn up your volume a bit? Or okay. Okay, we're not getting any audio here. I'm sorry, 203. I'm just going to put you... Okay, I don't know if you can hear me. I'm just going to put you back on hold, and we'll come back in a bit. And I'll just move on to 919. Hi, you're on the air. Can we get your name,
Hello,
please?
Thank you so much. Thank you for taking the call. My name is Kay.
Kay. Hi, Kay. Welcome to the show. How can we help
you
today?
I am just trying to see what energy you feel around new career opportunities or change in career opportunities.
Okay, the first thing I'm picking up, Kay, this is Lynn. I'm sorry, we should identify ourselves.
Lynn.
But this is Lynn, and the first thing that I'm picking up from you is, have you been bullied in your jobs that you've had? Are we talking about people
manager.
Being very hard? Okay.
Yeah, my manager is a real bully. She really is. Yeah,
okay. That's the energy that I'm feeling, and this is probably why you want to leave a cartoon-shaped hole in the wall as you run away screaming. I don't blame you. I don't blame you. This is a strange sort of thing because it's almost like you need to work for yourself. but you function better with a structure that's laid out for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, a lot.
Okay. Okay, what I would say to you is work hard on understanding your worth, the fact that you are a precious, unique light in this world, and what you have to offer is not something that's to be demeaned or tromped on. So I would absolutely get your resume out there. Are you doing the work that you love to do? I have to ask you that. Are you in the right line of work? Okay.
I love what I'm doing.
Okay, fabulous. Then your job is to interview the management, not the other way around. You're interviewing them to see if what you bring to the table, if they are going to treat you with the respect. I think that's the huge thing, is to get that little red flag, that little instinct that we feel when people aren't treating us right, and take that to your interviews, and don't settle for anybody that doesn't treat you with the full respect you deserve, because I feel that you're a star, that you bring a huge wonderful energy to the work, and it'll crush your spirit if you work for bullies. So get the intuition going. Yeah. I call it the spider senses. When your spider senses are tingling about someone, pay attention to that. But don't let any more bullies happen, because you have so much to blossom with, that it's, you know, don't waste another second with bullies. Okay, lovey? I'm going to throw you over to Tony and see what comes in for Tony.
Hi, Kay.
Hi.
So I got for you that you speak with wisdom and clarity, and then when you try to communicate with this person, they just completely shut you off. They don't want to hear anything that you have to say. And and I'm sorry about that. It says that you're very sharp. I feel that, like Lynn was saying, that possibly the next place that you do, think about working to interview them for sure, because you do have rights. And that, you know, if you're having trouble with communication right off the bat, then you need to seek elsewhere. But but you're absolutely right about what you're feeling at work. And, I don't want to tell you what to do, but there's many, many jobs out there right now. And it's like the ball's in your court. It's totally in your court.
I am applying, and I've had a couple of interviews, but things haven't panned out this year, but I am definitely trying.
Yeah. No, that's perfect. That's all you can do. But, just continue to speak with clarity and your wisdom about what you do, because you're really good at whatever it is, and you love it. It pours out of you, so I think you'll get your dream job. You know, it's going to take a while and take some time, and I would go with your intuition, because I think –
okay.
It's right on.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
I'll turn you over to
Thank
Diane.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
My guys are telling me that you will have your own business in August. I see the number 8 around you. 8 is the month of August, and 8 is also a symbol of money coming back to you that's rightfully yours. So instead of raises and so on and so forth, I'm being told your own business, and I'm seeing July, August, and it is your own.
Wow.
And I see you having somebody, either a partner or somebody helping you make this happen. And that's what I get for you.
Wow. Okay. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, that's quite fabulous, actually, Kay, because I got the same feeling that you should be. But if you're looking for the structure, that's a good idea. What Diane said is a partner might be right up your alley. Someone to help you structure.
That's what I'm actually seeing happening for her. Yeah, I don't see her alone.
Yeah.
It's her and other person. It's August. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
That can be just heavenly.
Wow.
I think that's going to really it's going to bring you what you need. That's great, Kay. Well, you know what? Call
Beautiful.
Us back
Thank
if you,
you.
Would.
Blessings to you.
Yeah, let us know how it goes, would you? We'd love to hear your follow-up stories.
Yes, certainly. Certainly.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a beautiful day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. I'm a terrible operator. I keep cutting people off when they say goodbye, but oh, well. I won't quit my day job. Okay, 951, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Nathaniel.
Nathaniel, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. How can we help you, Nathaniel?
Hey, I'm trying to transfer over to the golf course, and we're in working right now.
Yeah.
Is that going through?
Yeah.
What?
Nathaniel, are you with us?
Yes. Did you hear me?
You said you were trying to transfer over to the golf course where you're working. Is that correct?
Right. Yes. Do you see that going through?
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, let's see what we get for that. Nathaniel, I'm getting a feeling that this is going to take some time. I don't feel like you're going to get the results you want right now. But be patient and I guess keep persisting within it. It might be just an obstacle you need to overcome, but I feel like it's going to take more time than you're expecting. Sorry about that. It's not what you want to hear, but it's what I'm feeling. Tony, what do you think? What are you feeling about this?
I think it's what I'm getting is that you need to free yourself from something else before you move on to the next position. I'm not sure if it's work that you need to do where you are now, but you need to prioritize some things or something like that before the opposite. You have to free yourself from something that's going on at where you are now in order to excel to the next step. I don't know if that resonates or anything, but that's all I have.
What do you mean by where I am now?
Yeah. You have to free yourself or you have some going on that you need to take care of before you are transferred.
Okay, well, I just had an operation. Do you think that would have anything to do with it?
Could be. Yeah. It's like what Lynn was saying. I just don't see it at the right time that there's still some underlying issues that need to be overcome before, or burdens, you know, a heavy burden or something that needs to happen before you get to the next step or to achieve that success that you're trying to do, to achieve.
Okay.
Diane, have you got anything coming in?
Yeah. What I'm hearing is my guides are a little bit sarcastic, so I'm going to try to go gentle with this. Your health issue happened to slow you down to get you to change your perspective. And yes, you have to heal, but here's what I'm getting. That there's a better golf course. You're selling yourself short, and there's a better golf course. Better. It's like you see something, and you don't give yourself the opportunity to explore all of the angles and say, okay, this one is awesome, but is there one even more awesome? And it's like you need to learn to shoot for the moon, because you're settling on lower stars and you can go higher. So the reason why your health, in a way, it's to get you to slow down and get you to understand that you deserve better. So, yeah, you do need to heal. I'm in agreement with that, definitely. But it's to prepare you for a better golf course, better. Bigger, better, happier. And I leave you that with the blessings of spirit. But, oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That was really well put, Diane, because very often in life we don't always get what we want, but we get what we need. And if it doesn't make sense to you at the time, it does make sense to spirit. And that's what faith, where faith and trust come in for that. So, yeah.
Bigger and better. Bigger and better. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fabulous. And so I don't think that's bad news, Nathaniel. I think it's just a little more patience. And yeah, and make sure you take time and do heal up properly before you do the jump, because, you know, you just do it so much better if you're at full capacity. I hope that helps, Nathaniel.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Blessings.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. Oh, dear. Okay. Well, anyway, we'll keep moving on. 203, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi. Can you hear
Hi.
Me?
Hi. Yes, I can.
Thanks for not giving up on me. I appreciate it.
We don't do that. Yeah, it's good.
Oh, that's nice. It's Pat from Connecticut.
Hi,
and,
Pat.
And it's time for me to start asking this question. I've been single for probably over 30 years. I've lost track. And I'm ready now for my life partner, for love, friendship. But there's a lot of things I want with it, like nature and security and abundance and everything.
Yeah.
I'm patient. I don't need it tomorrow or in 2 months. Been waiting a long time. So it's not like I'm looking for you to tell me it's coming next week. Just want to know that it's coming.
Okay, yeah. Pat, I'm getting that you've kissed a lot of frogs along the way.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think I don't feel that you're not ever going to find that mate, but I'm getting that just do a little bit of work on yourself first. And it's because you don't want to take I know you've you have been working on yourself, absolutely. Don't get me wrong on that. But what you want to do is get to a place, I guess, where you are enough without a mate,
yeah.
Place of wholeness that we have to be, so that when you do find that person, and actually I'm getting that they're going to find you in a weird way by pursuing
Good.
Your own interests. Now,
Good.
I don't know why, but I put down, is there something to do with bird watching or beekeeping or some kind of nature pursuit? I don't know what that means.
I walk my dog every day, and I also, I'm an artist. I do animal portraits. My sister is a birder. Sometimes we walk. But I'm always going out in nature to give my dog a decent walk.
Oh, well, that's lovely. Gosh, you're halfway there, because nature's what is going to recharge you every time.
Yes.
I feel this is okay. This, I'd love to hear down the road if this actually comes true, but I feel like this person that you're meant to be with is like a bird watcher or a beekeeper or some kind of outdoor working with nature.
Okay.
Job. I'm actually seeing him, like I'm seeing kind of like a Mr. Green Jeans type of guy.
No,
right?
Cool.
You know who I mean? Uh-huh.
Well, that's
so
yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So really get into the you might find a group. Like I know people do bird counts and stuff like that. So find those groups that do that sort of thing. And get in there, and I have a feeling that's where you're gonna find that wonderful, wonderful person. And I love the light that comes from that. It's like two whole people come together and they join their lights together and make this beautiful, huge light, rather than two half people trying to make a whole. So with that, I'm going to turn you over to Tony and see what comes in.
Yeah, it's funny. That's crazy, because I do have a big smile on my face, and I get almost the same thing, Lynn. I got that it's a friend that you have not looked at in that way.
Ooh, yeah.
Somebody, like she said, that you might have already been in contact with you, whether it's on your walks or with your sister, but it's a friend that you know, but you've never looked at them that way. So I don't know if that resonates in any way, but
being an artist, I'm such a loner, just not around a lot of people. So it doesn't, but I'll keep my mind open to it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It says you have to push beyond your own perceived limitations, and you
right.
have to remain with that door open, like you're opening and trusting.
Yes, okay.
I know it's been a long road and it's taken a lot to get to that point, but you're on the right track. And it is going to be somebody I feel that, because I feel you need to be friends with them first. I mean, you know,
absolutely.
Even though you are a loner, you need to trust them, and then you'll,
yeah,
you'll find it.
Wonderful.
So. Awesome. Thank you. But I have a big smile on my face. You have great light. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. You know, as far as work, I can tell you my life has been hell, and I'm okay saying that because I know where my thinking needs to be. I've been doing, I just started doing the Ho'oponopono, and I saw a video a year ago, and it really caught my attention by the original Hawaiian guy. And someone a week or so ago said, you need to look at the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those. So that's where I started about a week ago and led myself to the Ho'oponopono, and it's taking hold where things have not before. I just want to share that with people.
Awesome. Yay.
Finding, the original guy on YouTube, Hugh Len, Hawaiian guy.
Yeah.
Just, it's amazing. It can really save you.
He's riveting, and he's brilliant. Yeah.
He is. I think he just passed this year.
He did.
But thank you so much, and thanks for letting me share that. And
don't we have Diane?
Have
good.
Yay.
So Pat, go ahead. There's Diane.
Hi. Okay. Hi. What I'm getting for you is two men. I see both of them are, you don't know. One of them is going to be in July, and he is going to just kind of help you break out of the depression, not depression, but just kind of feeling low about meeting anybody. And I don't feel that he's a perfect fit, but I feel that he's like a really good appetizer, okay, to sort of get you excited about the next person. The next person follows soon after, I want to say warm weather. The person is a foodie, so what I'm hearing from Spirit is like he likes to eat out a lot, okay? And you're going to be eating out possibly by yourself, and I feel that there's going to be a lot of attraction between the two of you. It starts off slow because I feel like you're going to be a little nervous, which is natural, and him too. The reason why you're not with him is that he's still working through stuff and also some planetary stuff in your chart that's not aligning, but you don't need to worry about that because the planetary stuff is always changing, as we know, and the same for his chart. So, but I'm feeling that you have one that is sort of, you know, like an appetizer, so to speak, to kind of get you primed and used to being in the dating scene again. And it's not a bad thing. It's not going to end bad. It's just, you know, two ships passing in the night, but it's fine. Okay. But that prepares you for the next one that comes shortly afterwards. I see you in a restaurant. I see him in a restaurant. I feel that that's how you meet. It is warmer weather, and the rest basically falls into place. And my spirit guides are saying, yes, you are definitely ready. A lot of it is planetary, but I feel energetically it has to do with him. His cards needed to be in alignment, and he's basically almost there. So I leave you that the blessings of spirit. But, yes, it's like it's very close. Yeah, absolutely. And I feel really good with it.
Can I ask you, will I be north up in nature with this person?
The person that you're meeting in the restaurant or the person that you meet that's your appetizer?
Restaurant.
Yeah, your restaurant. Your appetizer is definitely very nature. I feel like you may meet him in nature. The second fella is he likes nature. And you'll have some things in common with that, but I see you meeting him in a restaurant. That's where you meet him.
Yeah.
But you'll have enough in common. But there's also, they want to also tell me that he's going to have some things that you're not used to in terms of his interests, and you're going to have to learn to be a little bit bendable. But it's not bad. It's not anything repulsive or anything like, oh, yeah, yeah. It's just, it may be like, oh, God, I never thought that I would, you know, be,
I don't know what I they're not telling me what it is, because in a way you're not really supposed to know 100%.
Right.
But your flexibility makes this work. But there's enough of stuff that he does that you have in common to keep the glue together, and so that's a good thing. So I really. Yeah, they're showing, okay, this is really funny. They're showing me, because summertime, you know how people make s'mores? They're showing me how the marshmallow melts and holds the two graham crackers together, you know?
Huh.
So they're telling me that you will be able to have what you need to keep the cookies together.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, will I ultimately live up further north in nature with my partner? Or in nature?
Are you asking me or asking the other ladies? I don't want to be rude.
Oh, anybody. You're not being rude. I'm being rude by asking another question.
Oh, no.
I could actually
answer that question. Yes. You will live. Okay, I'm hearing your heart's desire. Your heart's desire. Yeah, you won't have to sacrifice away from your heart's desire. So you're fine.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I need to tell you, ladies, I have not had my heart's desire since I was about 10. So thank you so much.
Good.
I'm really happy to hear. God bless you all. I'll talk again. Have a lovely evening. Thank you.
Bless you, Pat. Thank you for calling
bless
in.
You.
And you deserve
so
all
much.
The happiness coming your way, love.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Very kind women. Thank you. God bless.
Call back in and let us know how it goes, would you?
Oh, I will. Absolutely.
Okay.
Love you all.
Okay. Bye-bye. Love you too. Bye bye. Isn't that lovely? All right.
Yes.
Here we keep going. And so 850, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Yes, it's Michelle, and thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Michelle. We're glad to have you on.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, and thanks for calling in. We love that. What can we do for you today? Have you got a question?
Yes, ma'am, I sure do. I decided my health is not the greatest, and I decided to sell my house and go for it and buy a boat. And so I sold everything to live out my dream. And, of course, we're kind of stuck on the work dock until they can fix our outdrive. And and then we'll have to move off of the work dock, but there's only one spot that we can really go because our boat is so long, but they got to put in a new pole. And so I'm just kind of figuring, you know, they got to put a new pole in the water to do that. And I've been real patient, and he knows my family. So he's been real generous. He hasn't charged us. I know he'll charge us when we get down there, but I believe he'll be real reasonable. I think he's trying to help us out, you know what I mean? But I'm, you know, still kind of worried, you know, how much I'm going to have to pay. And when do you see me moving down there? It's like I'm so ready. Right now we only have 30 amp. So my husband will have to put in 50 amp. And we have to wait for the pole to be put in before we can go down there. So I'm curious, when do you see us going down there? I'm trying to be real patient because he's been so good to us. We've been here since October.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. And your health is your health. Have they told you that there's nothing they can do for you?
Well, pretty much, yeah.
Well, I personally would not give up. I would keep seeking out new technologies. Like, you can go with whatever branch of medicine works for you. If you're into alternative medicine, but don't give up searching, because I feel like there's something. Is it a pulmonary issue you've got?
Well, I've got rheumatoid arthritis, which has affected, a lot of people think it's just regular arthritis. Mine is very aggressive form. There's two different types of RA, and mine's the aggressive form, and my grandmother was bedridden at 44. So I've got my heart, I've got leaky heart valves, which is just mild, and which I'm fixing to get the new test in, which I think they're mild. I don't think it's progressed any, but my rheumatoid is very severe. And then my back is, I have an severe impingement on like four of my vertebrae have slipped backwards. And they said that basically that I'll just have to go to pain management. And I told them, I'm like, I really don't want to go to pain management. And I'm really kind of nervous about having surgery because that will set me into another flare-up. So it's like, I don't know what to do. But he says that he couldn't really help me any further except for that I'm not a surgery candidate, although that's how they would treat it, is surgery. So the pain in the impingement is very severe, and my leg goes to sleep. And I don't want to be stuck on pain medicines the rest of my life either. So I'm trying to do alternative natural remedies. But anyway, that's kind of where that's at.
Well, no, you know what? I'm just like, I'm sending out just so much love to you because I feel what you're describing, and you poor baby. I just, you know, I want to give you a giant hug, you know, but I am getting strong. Yeah. Oh, honey. I speak for all of us here, you know, it's hard to listen to someone going through things like that, no matter what the pain is, you know. I love that you're living out your dream, though, and the selling of the house. I feel that you're going to have a lot of healing potential down the road. Don't give up looking. Do not take the word of just one doctor, okay? I just don't feel that the search is over yet, and I think if you persist, you're going to discover either healers or healing methods that, even if they can't cure you completely, can alleviate a lot of what you're going through and a lot of the limitations, because I feel like being able to move freely through the world is such a joy for you, to be able to travel and do and experience. Like I just feel like you don't want to end that kind of experience in the world. So don't give up searching for the right kind of medication, the right kind of healer. And, you know, and I don't blame you. Nobody likes to take pills if they don't have to. But the thing is, keep searching in the alternative methods. Do explore things like yoga for conditions and, you know, the movement exercises that incorporate breathing. I feel like it's really important for you to study breath work and the miracles that you can accomplish by doing the breath work. So don't give up is my takeaway for you. Don't give up yet. You're not completely unfixable is the word I'm going to use. Tony, can I get you to keep going with this question? Okay.
Yeah. Hi. How are you?
Oh, fine. I'm surprised you picked up on that.
The thing I got, it's funny because as soon as you answered and said hello to Diane, I wrote down healing with the circle around it. So I'm not sure about the boat. Maybe that will come to me after I tell you this, but about moving the boat. Is it far from where you are now? That's just my one question that I have about the boat.
No, we live on the boat now. We're on it.
Right.
The slip is like right down it's right down, it's all the way at the other end of the dock. And right now we're just on the working dock, but the slip is all the way at the other end.
Yeah, do you have chances to possibly go to another place that you were looking at, another slip?
I think there's only one slip that we could fit in here at this marina. He's really not a liveaboard marina, but he knows my daughter and my son-in-law.
Yeah.
And so I think he's trying to help us out. The other marina is like $600 a month, and the other marina is $695 a month, plus your electric, and he's only going to charge us about $300 a month. So it's like, you know, I live on disability too, you know.
Right. Yeah, no, I get it. I just see that as temporary, though, whether it's the working slip you're in, and I could be wrong, or the one that you're going to move to. I think you're going to be fine for a while, but I don't think it's going to be where you're going to be staying for a while, because I think that your healing is going to require you to be somewhere else down the road. But I, like Lynn, maybe this doctor is giving up on you and saying that there's no real way. I agree with him, no surgery. I didn't get surgery. I did get another doctor whether it's what you're on now, whether it's healing, a healing doctor, I'm not sure, but it's somebody else, and I don't know if it's necessarily in the area that you're in. It could be somewhere else. Maybe that's why you got the boat, and that's why you're living your life on the boat, because maybe you're going to sail or move somewhere else, a little away from your family that you're at now.
Where do you see me moving to?
I don't see that. I just see a move. I just, it says, look beyond the veil of illusion that your current limitations are. So you feel that you're really limited right now in the place that you're at and also in your health. And it says that you need to look beyond that.
And you mean like look for another marina? You mean look like for another marina?
Maybe look for another marina, maybe look for another doctor, maybe look beyond what you're doing now. I mean, I think you're right where you're supposed to be right now because you need to fix the boat, correct? You need to get it in order.
Right.
Before you.
Right. We've got to get.
We
can't even move to the other end of the marina until they fix the outdrive.
Right. So that is going to come up soon, I feel. But I think you have time. I feel that you're going to be at this marina for a while, and you don't need to. Maybe you can stay in the working slip, because I'm not sure if moving over to the other end and start paying is going to be the place you're going to be, but it's still cheap enough where you can afford it. And then you would go from there. But I think somewhere beyond where you are is what I'm getting from my guides, that you have to move in order to heal. But there is healing. I don't think you're going
to... Well, I'd make me wonder where it's going to be at or where to look. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would just stay put. I mean, that's what I get. Maybe Diane is getting something different that could help you with. I'm just getting that part that stay put where you are right now, get your boat in order, and then you need to find another doctor or another healing, because the one that you're talking to now is not giving you any hope or the right hope. It says that you need to look beyond where you're looking now.
That's really interesting that you say that, because he did tell me, he's like, well, I normally fix this with surgery, but I encourage you to get a second opinion. So I think he's scared to even work on me, because I've got blood clots and, you know, my heart's not the greatest, you know what I mean?
Right. But there's so many things going on with that, with RA and all kinds of different, you know, I'm not a medical doctor, so I have no idea what they're called, but I just know that there's so much healing going on in the world. And, you know, I mean, if they can come up with a vaccine and a pill to help COVID within a year, 2 years, there's always things happening that are new that we don't necessarily know about. And, you know, I live in a small town, so I know if I didn't open myself up to other areas or a bigger picture. You know, thank God my family lives all over the U.S., so it keeps me going into places that
I live
more
in a
than
small town, too. I
yeah.
live in a small
so
town.
A small
I have
town
to
girl.
I have to drive 2 hours to get to my appointment in Panama City, or I can, that's where that one doctor is, or I can drive to Tallahassee, which is 2 hours, too.
2 hours too. Maybe it's in Tallahassee. Tallahassee's beautiful. I've been there. But it's somewhere. I mean, I think the boat thing, like Lynn said, is absolutely awesome. I wish I could do that. But you're on the right track. I just think that your doctor, he is. He's at a point, I think he told you that already, that he doesn't know where he can help you anymore. But I don't think he wants you to think it's the end, that there is no help. Because I think there is beyond.
Huh.
So maybe Diane can help you with that. I'm going to turn her over to. I'm going to turn you over to her. Okay, it was really nice speaking with
thank
you.
Thank you.
You're
Hi
welcome.
There.
Hey.
Hi.
I just love you guys.
These are the pictures that I'm getting in my head. Number one, I absolutely, positively agree that stay where you are. What I'm hearing from Spirit is that you have to move that boat at all, the opportunity is going to land in your lap. There is literally no need to worry about that boat. So that's number one. Number two, I'm not a doctor, okay, but I'm going to tell you names that popped into my head of doctors that I'm not a patient of, but I am radio, and man, their names were screaming into my head. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to give this out to you. You might want to jot this down. Dr. Wallach, Doc Wallach, I think it's W-O-L-L-O-C-K. He does everything natural, but what he does to get rid of aches and pains and especially RA, okay, he kind of specializes in that, is sort of an elimination diet. So, and I won't even go into that because I don't want to waste a whole lot of time talking about that, but definitely like no deli meats. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So Doc Wallach is definitely someone that you want to consult through the internet on the phone. I don't think you need to see him in person. He does a lot of stuff for free and all this online stuff. So that's one thing that I got. Then two other doctors popped in very aggressively. Was a doctor Ronald Hoffman in New York, and I am seeing you go to New York to see him because he's cross-trained in natural and mainstream and makes it work with the most natural and Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N. He's in New York. And he integrates the both. But what I want to say to you is 90%, 95% natural and only if absolutely needed medication. But he is, and he also has connections and links to other doctors that do plant stem cell injections around bones and all of that. And I'm also seeing another naturopath where people come from Canada and other countries, a Dr. D. Adamo in the state of New Hampshire. And
Dr. D, how do you say that?
It's D with the little, what do they call it? Apostrophe. And then it's A-D-A-M-O. So it's D apostrophe Adamo, A-D-A-M-O. Quite frankly, he prolonged my aunt's life 12 years when she had a diagnosis of lung cancer, and they predicted she'd be gone like in a year and a half. She lived 12 years. Did she pass away? Yes. But again, it's cancer, you know. So, but definitely a miracle worker. So I agree with the natural. My feeling is that these people that I recommended to you are very connected. So if it's not them themselves, they will connect you. And I feel like this year, going into the beginning of 2023, this is your time to flip this, because I'm seeing like a CD or like a 45 little record that used to play in a record player being flipped to the better, to the better. I don't know if you need to lose, and I hate to get personal because I, Lord knows I have a ton of weight to lose, but I want to say to you, if I'm just going to, because I'm not judging here, I'm just saying if you need, again, just if, do so. They're just saying do so, because that will take the weight out of the RA, which, you know, that gets aggravated by extra weight on the body. But I am seeing injections being put into your back, but I'm getting either hyaluronic acid or plant stem cells. I'm seeing that. I don't know what they'll pick. But I feel, wow, they're telling me the spring will come back in your step, and they're telling me what a difference a day makes. I'm hearing that song. It's like happy days are here again. I see you in the boat. I see you visiting different doctors. I see a smile on your face. I see a lot of relief, and I am hearing the words, a new lease on life. So, I'm sorry, but I got to tell you, I don't think the doctor that you need is in Florida. And I'm not saying 100% that it is D'Adamo or Hoffman or this Wallach, but there's connections. And that's what I really want to put forward. Or it may be, you know, partially Dr. Hoffman, but then he's got another guy that does something else and stuff. It's kind of like getting to, like, Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. She gets the people, right, that she's lined up with, and then gets her way you know what, I'm to the final prize. So I say this with a lot of positivity and a lot of conviction that this is all going to work out, and I just see a huge turnaround in your life. There's absolutely. But again, with the boat, yes, I agree with what's been said about staying where you are, and there's absolutely no need to worry, because I think whatever needs to be fixed or worked on or arranged, I'm literally seeing it falling into place. It just falls into place. So I feel the security is there. But yes, in terms of the movement, what I kept seeing is you leaving the state to get the health answers. So you may be staying in a motel here or there, but not to worry, because I just feel that it's leading you down the yellow brick road, literally, to get all of this resolved. And again, I keep hearing that word, a new lease on life, a new lease on life. And I leave you that with the blessings of spirit.
Oh, bless you. Thank you so much. Y'all have been wonderful, man. I like, y'all give me chills.
Okay.
Oh, that's so lovely, Michelle. Well, yeah. Blessings to you, and let us know how it's going. Call us back and give us some progress reports.
And what was your name again? I forgot what your names were.
Well, I'm Lynn Gleesell, and Tony is the one who went second, and Diane Duffy is our guest today, and we'll be giving out the info at the end of the show, but you can also click on her name. It's in the link. You'll see it in pink, and that's a link. You can go to her webpage that we've made up for her with all the info and her pictures, so you can find her if you want to. And
thank you,
yeah.
And God bless you guys.
Bless you right
Thank
back,
you.
Michelle. It was
God
lovely
bless.
To hear
God
from
bless.
You.
God
Keep
bless.
Healing, okay?
God bless.
Thank you.
You're
okay.
welcome.
What a
welcome.
Sweet soul.
Sweet.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. All right.
Yeah. All righty. 630, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Dion.
Hi, Dion. Welcome to the show, and hit us with your question. Let's see what you would like to know.
So I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow, and I want to know, do you see him being able to give me some medication to get my, weight under control? I was taking medication, and I wasn't consistent with it. I don't know why, but I don't know. I just... I go up and down sometimes with, my emotions, so... I get off my medication, even though I know I shouldn't. But anyway, do you see him being able to, either refer me somewhere, or I have got to get my weight down?
Oh, honey, yeah. Okay, well, Dion, this is Lynn. Yeah, it's, yeah. And I'm going to just write down the immediate thing I wrote down is it's not what you're eating, but what is eating you. And that's an old chestnut from a long time ago, but it's still true today. And I will tell you, I'll put my hand up. I'm guilty of emotional eating, just like so many. And anyone tells you they don't eat emotionally now and then, I would doubt their veracity. So don't worry. There's nothing bad or wrong about you. Now, Dion, did you lose... Have you lost some loved ones in your family, and are you carrying that grief still?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. I want to focus on eating the grief. Okay. It's really, really, grief is like a spiral thing. And actually, Stephen King once described grief as a drunken house guest who keeps coming back for one more goodbye hug. Grief is, it just pervades our day-to-day living. I would start to educate yourself. I would start to work on your spiritual self, Dion, and learn your value, because I feel that you were devalued growing up or had a sense of not being good enough. And so I think sort of a self-awareness that, I will get to the medication part. Sorry about that. But what I'm thinking is what you want to do is grow your self-esteem back from where it got chopped down. It's reminding me of a plant that got over pruned and is having a hard time coming back. The roots are not dead. You can regrow your self-esteem. But I think turn to some of the spiritual teachers that are available on YouTube. Wayne Dyer is a good one. I'll get the other team to recommend too, but I would turn to like Wayne Dyer, Eckhart Tolle, Neil Donald Walsh. Thank you. Sorry. Just go into YouTube and turn, just put on spiritual teachers and James von Prague, Sylvia Brown, all these people will help you to grow that self-esteem back that you need so desperately, because medication may help in the short term, but if you can fix that, if you can fix the emotional roots of your overeating or your eating poorly, you'll find that has a longer lasting staying power because you're fixing the problem and not just the symptoms. As for medication, I'm feeling the feeling that take it if you need it, but wean yourself off it and find ways to use your food as medicine. And medicine, you'll find that if eating healthy is kind of giving you that I can't do it kind of thing, find ways to substitute food. But I feel that you will have a better luck weaning yourself off meds and into natural weight control, which is eating nutritionally dense foods. And there are foods out there you can love and still, you know, still keep your health up by eating properly. I'm sorry. I know I sound like I'm lecturing you, but it works. It really does work if you work. But I don't get a feeling that you're going to get this medication for some reason, or he's going to ask you. I don't know. I'm sorry about that part. But anyway, I'll see what Tony's getting and then Diane, and we'll see the different things that come in. I'm a little blocked on an answer for the medication part. But anyway, carry on.
Yeah.
Then.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Dion. This is Tony. How are you?
Good.
I got none for medication. Like, he's not going to put you on any other medication. And I just feel that you feel like you need a break, right?
Yeah.
Something to go your way. You know how you wake up some days and something's happening and you just go, give me a break. It's like you need a break. You need something to go your way for once is what I'm feeling. And so I think you need to allow that to happen. I think kind of like what Lynn said, that you might have been beat down in the past or you know, told you weren't allowed to get help. Or I just feel that you need to allow the transformation energies of fate and help you to expand into a new experience. So like misfortune, karma, a need to relinquish control, the ups and downs of life, you need to be able to just get a change, you know, because you've had some setbacks. And you, like I said, you just need a break. Yeah. So I don't know because I'm not a doctor and I don't know the reasons why. And I don't usually like to answer with a no, but I see that you're not going to get any more medication.
Okay.
So, did you want to get more medication or you wanted to get off the meds?
Well, I don't want to get off of my antidepressants. That's for
no,
sure.
I'm not saying antidepressants. I'm saying like, no, by all means, not that. I'm talking about weight gain medication or weight loss medication.
Well, right. And then what I was going to do, well, when I go tomorrow, what I'm going to ask him is if I can take advantage of behavioral therapy. Like, that's mm-hmm. the referral. Well, you have to start with that in order to get counseling.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hoping he would at least give me one of those things. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was hoping for the counseling, referral to a counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that would help me a lot, just as much as I've tried to let go or work on myself of letting go of the anger, I think I've done a good job of it. But I know that I'm not healed from it, because if I was, I wouldn't be carrying, you know, the extra weight. It's just protecting my energy, because I'm just protecting myself, right? And so I have to be able to learn to trust the world again that, you know, yes, bad things did happen. Yes, I was set back. But, you know, there are people in the world that are going to be able to help me, and it won't always be like I'm getting beat down.
Your energy right now is so positive, such a great person. I don't even know you, but I just feel really drawn to you. And I think you're going to get the answer that you want. I mean, you know, sometimes to go forward, and I come from a family that has to be on medication at times, you know, for their well-being and be in therapy. And there's nothing wrong with that. My God, we all can live together because of the medication and because of therapy. And I truly believe in that. And I think you do too. And I think you're on the right path. I think you're going to get what you want at this meeting. So I don't beat yourself up so much about the weight. I have a daughter that did that for years and years and years. And once she let that go, all the things around her happened. You know, everything happened for her. The school that she was going to, she passed and she found the man of her dreams. And it's just that you know, I think that you're on the right path. Wanting help is amazing. You're reaching your hand out. That's what I see. And I think you're going to get that help, hon. You're on the right track. That's what I see.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. So Diane's going to take it from there, but you're lovely. You're a lovely person. Just remember that. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Diane,
so, I'm getting a grief support group because they have it doesn't matter how long the person's been dead. You'll find people in the grief support group where someone lost, let's say, their fiance, like, you know, 3 months prior, and you might get an elderly woman in the grief support group whose husband's been dead for 30 years and she's still grieving. Doesn't matter, but I do see grief support group, and I am getting things like getting off the antidepressants. I'm seeing Sammy. I'm seeing L-theanine, some natural remedies that also help with appetite control, and that's what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay.
What were the two items you mentioned, Diane? I'm just writing those down.
Yeah, like you'd have to go to a naturopath, but it's Sammy, S-A-M, and then the letter E, and then L.
Yeah.
L-theanine, but you know, just don't go into a health food store. Just go to a naturopath, have them figure out what it is that you need, because the dual fold with the benefit is not only peace of mind, but also appetite control, and then the grief support group.
Very good, very good. And you know, Diane, Dion, I have to agree. You have such a beautiful energy, and while you were speaking with Tony, I wrote down smart in big, big letters, and self-awareness is half the battle, and you've got those going on so well. So keep doing what you're doing, because you're heading towards a beautiful victory. And don't be afraid to uncover the layers. You know what they say, you know, our personalities and our baggage comes in layers, but you know, one thing at a time, and you're going to get where you want to go. And you are a truly beautiful soul. And just a reminder that on your worst days, you are still enough. You really are. And just remember that.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate all of your insight. And I will use that information to help myself and get myself in those places.
Beautiful.
Natural therapy and also into a group therapy, because I think that I would enjoy that very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, and then just watch you go, because you've got so much to bring to the world. It's just beautiful. So keep on keeping on. You're going to do it. You're going to make it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, Dion. Care. Thank you. Call in and let us know how you're doing if you want, okay? All righty.
Okay, I will.
Okay. Love and light to you. Bye-bye. Okay. I may have to extend the time a little, but we will get to everyone if we can. 229, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Melvin. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Melvin. I think Tony knows you by now. Yep. How you doing, bud? Yep. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing not okay. Last week I was going to dialysis, and I have it three times a week, and I started clotting. Excuse me. And they didn't know what was going on with me, so I went and got my arm scanned for blood flow, and the scan showed out that I was doing, that the blood flow was doing fine. So I went back the next day on Friday, and I was still clotting. And I just want to know, is these nurses and staff, techs, are doing something that they don't supposed to be doing to me? Because I've never had this before, ever.
Blood clotting is you're talking about. Okay. Is that the arm you're taking IVs in and whatnot?
No, ma'am. It's my left arm.
Okay. Melvin, I rarely do this, but I'm completely drawing a blank. I'm not going to pass, but I'm going to see if we can just throw this to the team. And everyone, if you're picking anything up, please speak up, because I don't want to make stuff up. So if it's not coming in, I'm just going to see if I can get some kind of answer for this coming through. Tony, are you able to pick anything up here?
Yeah, I mean, my first... thing is, Melvin, that I don't think it's the nurses.
Okay. But it takes.
I feel that sometimes, you know, I'm not getting nurses. And I'm not getting anything that is going to keep you away from getting a kidney transplant. Did you find out any information about that? I'm not getting any, like, you're not going to get the kidney transplant.
Actually, Tuesday I got to go to Shane's Hospital in Gainesville, Georgia, for all my blood work and testing.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to make sure that I'm not going to be going up there clotting and stuff, and because you have to be, you know, really in good shape to get a kidney transplant. But I just want to know, like, is they sticking me wrong, or not sticking me too deep or something, or and causing my blood to clot?
My immediate thing was no, but maybe Diane can help, because she hasn't talked to you before, so maybe she will get something different from what I've gotten in the past. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for turning this over. Definitely, it is not the nurses. What I keep seeing, it's hard to connect the dots, but I'm going to do the best that I can. Okay, what I'm seeing with your health and the medications is somewhere there's a disconnect between your body, the meds that you have to take, and if they're supposed to be giving you something that actually keeps the blood thin. What I keep hearing is it's like a cocktail or an instrument. Your blood needs to be fine-tuned, and this is where it's like somebody's got to really know their laboratory stuff and their pharmaceuticals. That's all I keep feeling, because it's like if you want the violin to be top notch at a symphony big event, you know, you change the wires, you tune it, you put resins on it. it's the same thing with your blood. At this time, feel there's just challenges, and it's not impossible to fine-tune it, but, oh, boy, what I keep hearing from a grandmotherly vibration around you is somebody needs to give a damn and take the time.
Okay.
And when they do, it'll be all right.
Yeah, because they're supposed to be giving me heparin to thin my blood. They give all the patients heparin.
Yeah.
And I asked the nurse on Friday, the tech told the nurse that, okay, told Sydney that, okay, he needs some heparin because he's clotting up. And she never came over to my machine and gave me heparin. And she said that she did. I said, no, you did not. So I've been having some trouble with this dialysis place. I've been reporting them twice, and there's nothing been done. There's been people on those machines that have not been taken very good care of. Some of them passed away. And I told them, I'm not going nowhere. Yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
And I will call management. And I'm a U.S. veteran, and so I'm going to call my social worker and let them know, hey, y'all, you guys need to get me out of here, or either get on these nurses and tech. They, you know, because some of them are very rude. They treat patients not good. But I don't think maybe they did not give me enough heparin this week, last week.
They're telling
the heparin
changed
the blood.
Yeah, all I'm getting is like it's a very scientific cocktail. In other words, somebody's got to know blood really well, understand how other pharmaceuticals are thickening or thinning your blood, and they got to give a damn, number one, and number two,
right. It's
truly understanding it's all of that. And what I'm feeling is everybody, if everybody gets on the same page, you're fine, because your grandmother steps in and said, this isn't rocket science. It's just they have to take their time, slow down, you know, pick it apart, and give a damn. It's that combination. And if everybody does what they're supposed to do, it'll come out right. It's not like somebody damaged your blood, okay? It's more of something was not done that should be done to keep all the, like, keep it even, okay, thank you, even keel, you know what I mean? Like steady Freddy, the blood's got to be steady all the time. Okay, and I'm hearing, thank you, she's telling me, speak up, the gates will be open, and proper action, okay?
Okay.
But you know, you're tuned in, and that's a good thing. So
yeah.
I'll leave you that with spirit.
Do you see this happening again when I go tomorrow morning?
No.
Will
No, I see if you speak up, things turning around in your favor.
Yeah. Okay. The last thing, I know you got to go. Last thing I want to ask, when I go to Gainesville and I'm going to do a lot of series of tests for blood for my kidney transplant, do you see that's going well for me? And how far out I am from getting a kidney transplant? Or do I need one?
I'm getting that you do need the kidney transplant, yes. Mm-hmm. And I do see that there is a kidney out there. Time frame, I may have to sit quietly for a little bit. I'm not getting anything immediately.
Yes, ma'am.
If anybody else wants to jump in.
The same. I think I've told them, the same.
Yeah.
That I feel that, probably a kidney transplant, but I have no time frame also.
Yeah. I just want to add, Melvin, this is Lynn again. Just make sure you're doing your part on the physical aspect of things. Is your blood pressure low right now?
No, it's normal. I just checked.
Okay.
It's 128/64. Blood pressure is normal. Everything.
Good. Okay.
All my lab work, I just got it on Friday, the day take, and all my lab, that's the thing. Everything is normal, like a healthy body. Even the doctor said, oh, you're healthy. You're healthy enough to get a kidney transplant.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, again, yeah, you know, I mean, you know us. You're almost family for us, Melvin. So I just will remind you, we can't predict the future. And as I say, we'd love to. Yeah. That would be so cool, right? We'd be rich. But, you know, we do try to ensure you that, yes, you're going to have that transplant. I think Diane, you know, mentioned she saw that for you. And you, yeah, you'll be all right. Just remember to keep up your end of the physical excellence. You know, make sure you stay hydrated and do a little bit of your own homework. Just, you know, and I don't mean to like fall down rabbit holes of misinformation or anything, but do some checking online about blood clots, what dietary things you can do to help with that condition, stuff like that. So do everything within your power. And I think I said this earlier before, but make sure you use your food as medicine. And let your medicine be your food, you know? And that doesn't preclude taking the meds that are prescribed to you, of course. But you can do a lot good nutrition and good hydration. And it's like nature has given us the solutions. So, and don't forget to laugh a little bit, you know, find some stuff that makes you feel good and happy. And, you know, bring that, you know, because there's, you know, that present moment, just find stuff to appreciate and validate that you've got a reason to be here. Okay, honey?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. I found an apartment because the apartment I'm staying in now, it has mold in it. And then my landlord gave me 60 days to move out. That'll be April the 18th of next month.
Yeah.
Because she's not going to renew the lease. So I'm like, that is a slap in the face. But I need to move. My doctor told me to move because I have
absolutely.
Mold. I have mold damage.
You know that. You know that.
I do have. I have an attorney. Do you see me winning that case?
I'm not picking up anything. I think, Melvin, just let the universe help you and just let it unfold as it needs to, okay? Don't try to push the river. Try to stay in the present moment and do as they say, do your best and everything will turn out for the best. I wish we could, like, predict the future for you, Melvin. I'd love a crystal ball that had all that stuff in there, you know. But I tell you what, we'll give you a shout if that ever happens for us, and we'll you'll be the first guy.
I do hear the word slow and steady wins the race with something with legal. But again, not an actual time frame, but man, your grandmother comes in and she's using some old terminology. Slow and steady wins the race.
Wow.
Okay, that's
and speak softly but carry a big stick. So in other words, you know, be calm but speak your mind and carry the big stick. In other words, go confidently. So I don't know if that helps, but I
I sleep out.
That's fabulous.
Because I'm on Facebook. I'm on Facebook and I'm doing a fundraiser, the GoFundMe.com, and for help for kidney transplant. And I wish if you all could go to my link. My name is, I'm a football coach here in Thomasville, Georgia, and my name is Melvin Mitchell. If you all can share my page all over the world and help me.
I've been sharing it.
Ma'am?
Yep. I've shared a
lot. Do you all see me getting more donations? I only have two now have donated. That's me and another lady donated. But do you all see that increasing? Donations coming in for my kidney transplant.
Okay. Can I jump in here just for a sec? We have Jan Drake Bakke on Messenger here, and she would like to just add, Melvin, you remember Jan, I know you know her, She said,
I remember her.
Yeah, and I did misspeak, I think, because I'm saying we don't do predictions, but some do, and Jan Drake Baukie is one of those who does do predictions. I'm so sorry, Jan. And Jan heard four for you, 4 weeks or 4 months. Okay, she heard the number four. And this is like she's saying she likes to do a meditation for this sort of thing, but just off the cuff, she's picking up four. So 4 weeks, 4 months, and I would take that take and run with that because, I know Jan does do predictions, and hopefully we'll get you on the show, Jan, okay, as time goes by. So hey, lovely.
For my foot transplant.
Don't know, Melvin. She's picking up the number four in terms of the time frame for you. So 4 weeks, 4 months. And don't forget, Melvin, you have a spirit team of your own. So if you do a little meditation and ask for them to bring you some answers through, can make connections on your own behalf as well. So when you're doing a meditation or a connection with your spirit guides, ask them what four means for you, what that four is, you know. Is it 4 weeks, 4 months? And the message will come through. You just have to be still and let the answers come through for you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hon. I think we're going to try and get the rest of our callers on if we can, but we send you lots of love, Melvin, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, keep
thank
the faith,
so
bud.
You,
okay?
You.
Thank you.
Bless you right back, sir. Okay. All right. We'll try to get these last callers in. I've got everyone numbered in order of showing up. So 775, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please? Seven, seven, five. Are you there?
No, I think they left.
Okay. No worries. We'll go on to 614. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Philson. I'm calling
from
Ohio.
Hi. Hi, Philson. We've had you on the show before. I recognize you. How can we help you today, hon?
I'm currently experiencing some challenges in my romantic relationship. I was wondering what you guys pick up on that. Like, do you see it improving or have any advice for me?
Okay, I'll go ahead, Philson. This is Lynn. I immediately wrote down rock and a hard place. Is this a situation that you kind of, your smarter source self or your soul self is yelling to you that this is not something that's going to work? Maybe it's time to move on, but it's a head and a heart thing. Your head says, try to work it out. Your heart's saying, try to work it out. And your head's saying, run. Is that the kind of thing you're stuck in? It's a kind of a Hobson's choice, if you know what I mean by that, or a catch-22 here, where there's no real good solution for it because either one's going to hurt. But hon, I would err on the side of wholeness within your own self. If this relationship is breaking you and keeping you diminished in a lot of ways or any way at all, if it's silencing your voice, if it's keeping you from blossoming as a human, having a spiritual experience on Earth. Did I get that right? No, you're a spirit having a human experience on Earth, and you're meant to blossom. You're meant to bring everything you've got to the party. So if this relationship is holding you back from that, I think you might want to consider putting yourself first and saving that dear soul that's on the earth. You have to make that ultimate decision. I certainly can't advise you whether to stay or go. Tony, do you want to chime in here?
Sure. Yeah, I got something similar. It was like I see a lion, but then I see also a sheep at the bottom. So I feel that you're a lion and but for some reason in this relationship, you've just become a follower or a sheep. I don't know why the poor little sheep gets that bad rap, but I think you have strength to do what you know you need to do. And it's so hard. Gosh, I know I've been in this position before. But you just need courage, calmness, you know, your quiet strength inside to figure out what your next move is going to be. And I think go with your gut, because I think you know maybe deep inside what you that where this relationship is headed and what's going to happen. I don't know if that helps in any way. You need to be the lion and roar. Yeah.
Excellent. Diane, are you?
I'm here. What I just was tuning in a little bit deeper. What I want to say is, she picked this person for a reason to kind of finalize what she keeps getting to that does not serve her well. Sometimes we pick certain people because it's familiar or it's safe or whatever the reason may be. I want to say to you that you need to make a clear-cut break, not stay friends. This guy, I feel like years down the road, he's going to kind of correct some of the things and heal some of the things and fine-tune things that he needs to fine-tune. But you're going to be long gone by the time that happens. And what I want to say is you're not here to fix anybody, or you're not here to be comfortable in something that you know doesn't work. Sometimes you get into relationships with things that you know don't really work well. I feel like the next person that you find, you're going to connect to much more deeply. It might even scare you a bit, but it's where you need to be. You need to be 100% authentic, and that person needs to be 100% authentic and transparent. And they need to have their garages cleaned out, their emotional garages be clean, orderly, tidy, healed, and all of that. And I think that you will find that person. I feel like that person is coming. I'm not getting a time frame at the moment. Sadly, I want to say you may have to kind of ride the wave of not being in a relationship for a while and just have a good time with your friends and be okay with that, because I feel like that's a missing piece in your life also, that you need to be okay with not having, you know, someone, you know, standing by your side all the time. But I do want to say that colder weather, I am seeing Christmas as I'm talking to you as a time when sort of Mr. Right comes along. And this is really about you learning to not pick the same or similar troubled partners, and I think you're gonna do it. You're gonna break the mold, and it'll be a good thing for you, and you're gonna be really happy. But I feel like this year is kind of like that year to like fix everything up. Like, okay, I'm not gonna be doing this anymore. I'm realizing that he's got this part of this guy, and this guy had little parts of this other guy, and there's a certain commonality. And when you break that mold, and it can be scary to date someone that is much more authentic and really has their act together, it'd be almost overwhelming because you're scratching your head thinking, wow, there's nothing to fix. Holy smokes. Don't lose yourself in something that's not working because you feel like there's nobody else. And I leave you that with the blessings of spirit.
Lovely. That's so great, Diane. Thank you. Woohoo. Okay. Well, I hope that helped a bit. We're running a little short of time, but does that help a bit? Philson?
Yeah, it helps a little bit. But just to clarify, Diane, did you say that I should make a clean break and not be friends?
Yeah, because I think there's going to be too much. Okay, I'm getting a really strong pick here. It's a hook. And even if you stay friends, emotional hooks get in us. And the friendship cannot be high function if there is emotions that are still, they cause entanglements that are not healthy. And that's the best way that I could put it. It just won't be healthy because there's such a dynamic going on with you and him, this dance that goes on, that the friendship can't even work. Some breakups, yes, but it depends on the entanglement, what toxicities, what habits, what codependencies. One size does not fit all. So in this situation, I have to tell you, you really need the clean break. It's for his hire as well as your hire. Okay? Mm-hmm. I know the truth is not, but you're going to give yourself this opportunity is what Spirit keeps saying. This is an opportunity to get your hooks in somebody better down the road, and the hooks stay. And together, you're functioning. You're a high functioning couple, and that's what you want. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous.
I know.
Thank you.
It's hard, but it's okay. Someone's stepping in saying it's the best medicine. It's the best medicine. It's the best mm-hmm. medicine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
We get sent hard experiences for a reason, and it does come towards your soul's growth. So I think that's pretty good advice, Diane. Thank you. And thanks, Tony,
mm-hmm.
for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Philson, I hope that helps, hon. And, you know, let us know how it's going. You can always call back on another show. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Sending you love and strength, hon. Okay, we've got a little bit of time. I want to make sure we have enough time to give our information out for our guests. So we'll try one more call. 607, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, Lynn. It's Liz from Angel Answers.
Get out of town. How are you? This is our beautiful Liz Pfister on with us. Hi.
Hi. I was catching I was leaving the house. I figured I was too late to get on the air, so I thought I would just call in to hear the end of it. But.
Oh, my goodness. That's so lovely. Yeah, I keep forgetting. Angel Answers on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, I believe it is. This is Liz, one of the beautiful, our beautiful co-hosts on that show. And with DC Love, Mary Hernandez, and... And so I don't think Tony or Diane have met you yet, but this is like, say hi, everyone. That's great.
Hi.
Wow.
Hi.
Did you want us to do any reading, Liz, or did you want to just, shall we just talk about your singing bowls and give some info out for you, or how would you like to go?
Well, we could do either. I was just going to let you guys let me know if there was anything coming through from Spirit. For me that I might be ignoring.
Well, no, let's see. Yeah, we'll see what we can do real quick. That's great. Tony, I'm just going to pass on to you. I'm not able to formulate what's coming.
I'm passing.
Okay.
Hi.
It's maybe we're just at the end of the show and we're, our
no
brains
problem.
Are fried.
That's fine.
Okay. Diane, did anything come through for you, for Liz?
Something
I didn't focus real hard, but I got a little bit of a vision of maybe because I wasn't, you know, tuning in deeply, but I got a little vision that to me it means something, because usually when I'm going to do a reading, if I'm shown this, there's a reason, and sometimes they get specific, sometimes they don't, sometimes they make the client work for the answer. So I'm going to let her tune into this. What I'm seeing is a fork in the road, and they're telling me that she needs to take the fork in the road. There's something purposeful in a different direction that's actually for her highest good, if that makes any sense. But I do see the fork, and I do see that it's almost like past time. She should be taking, and it's like, don't lose the opportunity. It's like there is a fork, and I am seeing that she would do well to take this fork. It has to do with career. Definitely have to do with career.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow.
Does that make any sense? Can I get an affirmation, yay or nay?
I was going to say, it does, it does. I'm always the procrastinator. That's why I was getting a second opinion.
Yeah, don't lose it. Don't lose it. It's like, do it, because don't lose it, because it's fragile, and like somebody else could snap it up or snatch it up, or the person involved that is sort of opening it up may lose interest in your apathy. In other words, your lack of interest. So they're like, do it or lose it is what I'm hearing. So yeah.
Beautiful.
All right. that about sums it up.
Gorgeous. I wouldn't say you're a procrastinator, Liz. You're just very thoughtful and careful about how you move through the world. So you make it come out in a positive light. I did pick something up, Liz. This is Lynn again. I don't have a name, but I'm getting an impression of a personality who collected something like little glass figurines or crystals or prisms that you hang in a window. I'm seeing sunlight come through like a glass collection, something that does that ring a bell for you?
It's like, yeah,
little glass grandma. Figurines or crystals or something like that. So you know who this is, right?
Yeah, it's my grandmother.
Okay. The image that I'm being presented with is absolutely delightful. I would have tea with this person because it's like the sun is coming through all these beautiful translucent things that are just shimmering, and they're so pretty. So there you go. I wish I could get names more. I sometimes do, but right now it's like I just see these glass or crystal shinies, and it's lovely, lovely, lovely. Tony, did you grab any last minute energy coming in?
Well, when she first talked, when Liz first talked, I just felt really happy, like she was in a car driving down the road with the sun behind her and like a yeehaw type situation.
A yeehaw. Oh, yeah.
Really joyful. Yeah, like a fun trip or just something fun is going to happen today or sometime near in the future. So that's
beautiful.
Good.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, listen, Liz, while we've got
thank you, there's...
Uh-huh.
Definitely no sunshine here in upstate New York with the 10 inches of snow we got yesterday, but
no.
It sounds wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it's coming soon.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, it actually spring's almost here. What are we, 9 days, 10 days, something like that? But it won't be long before we're, you know, able to run in the sunshine again. I just want to plug Liz's Tuesday night singing bowl sessions. They are freaking awesome. Whenever I attend them, I feel the sound in all the energy points, like all the chakras in my body, and some that I haven't even discovered I have yet. So they're this is a really cool sound session, and rock on, Liz. Tuesday nights. Go Liz Pfister, Pfister?
Yep. It's you can find my page at LizP11Love on Facebook and Instagram.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah. Tuesday nights at what, 7, is it? 7 o'clock Eastern?
Yep, 7 Eastern. Yep, 7 to 8. And every Tuesday, we're now 2 years into live streaming, and every replay is there.
Yeah. Yeah, do yourself a favor. Go have a listen. It's wonderful, and it's really therapeutic. I just love it. And there you go. So stay on the line, Liz. I'm just going to turn the mic over to Diane, and let's find out how people can find you, how you want to do, how you work, and just like let us know all the stuff about how to find Diane Duffy.
Oh, sure, definitely. There's a bunch of ways. The first thing that comes to my mind is if you are trying to get, let's say, a little bit of history on me, like where did she work before? What did she do for events? The whole smorgasbord of different kind of events that I've done in my past, like at different businesses here in Connecticut and the testimonies and things like that. It's real fun. Go on to Spirits Response. That's SPIRITS Response, RESPONSE, on Facebook, okay? And it'll have a lot of history and testimonies and things like that. Then if you want to private message me, that would be on Diane Duffy on Facebook. And the other way would be you're welcome to text me. I have no problem giving out my cell phone number. It's 860-518-4136. And then email would be Diane, 9M as in Mary, P as in Paul, @gmail.com. So those are a bunch of ways that you can find me.
Fabulous.
Awesome.
Thank you. Tony, how can people find
you
if they want to? Excellent. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can find me on my Facebook page, which is just my family Facebook page, but it's Tony Jorgensen. And there's a picture of me and my grandson throwing a kiss. And then I'm on Twitter a lot, which is at Tony KJ, and then Instagram at Tony KJ. And then if you want to email me, you can at Tony, TONIKJ 4244 @gmail. Thank
Excellent.
You.
Okay. And if you want to find Jessica, who's off today, but we'll be back, she's at, you can find her at Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven on Facebook is her group. It's a beautiful group of beautiful souls. I'm Lynn Bleasdale. You can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And our Sacred Embers website is sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. You can also find us on the Enter the Light page on Facebook. And if you want to make a comment or a question, whatever, find us there on Facebook. Just put in Enter the Light. So if everybody wants to take a nice breath and take a calm minute while we listen to this beautiful piece of music that always makes me feel a little bit better. Thank you to our guest, Diane Duffy. Thank you, Tony. And thank you to our listeners and our callers. We send you so much love and thanks. Thanks for just calling in and being there.